In urban areas, the importance of honeybees to a city's neighborhoods and communities often gets overlooked. But in Detroit, honeybees are crucial to the city's rebirth, says Joan Mandel. Mandel operates Green Toe Gardens, which has more than 100 beehives in community gardens, schools, and yards all across the Detroit metropolitan area. Not only do bees help pollinate many plant species in Detroit, says Mandel, but their collective behavior could also serve as an example of how to work together for a common good. Current State's Hannah Michael John reports.
I meet beekeeper Joan Mandel in the North End neighborhood of Detroit on the corner of Horton and Brush Streets. She's checking the new queen bees she has placed in hives near a vacant lot.
This year we lost 85%, which is really a lot. That's the first time that ever happened to us. And there were indications when we opened the hive that it was because of the severity of the wind and the cold weather.
Joan runs Green Toe Gardens with her husband Rich Whiskey. And together, they have about 100 hives spread around Detroit neighborhoods. That's right, urban, populated Detroit.
A lot of people wonder why we would keep bees in a city or in the city of Detroit, but it's really hard to explain why we wouldn't, because Detroit is so full of blooming trees, gardens, weeds.
The relationship between cities and bees is reciprocal. Honeybees function very well in urban environments like Detroit because of their diverse plant life.
One of the big problems in the country for bees is monoculture, monocrops. This means like when acres and miles of the same crop, like the almonds in California, are planted. And it's not a diverse diet for bees. So we actually have very healthy bees in the city.
Joan works with the Michigan Urban Farming Initiative, or MUFI, on farming projects in Detroit. Her bees have helped improve crop yields, says farm manager Pinky Jones.
Nothing would grow without the bees. I mean, literally nothing. We would have to get like tiny little paintbrushes and get out there in the field and like dab every flower. And tomato flowers are tiny. And we would be there all day and I would get bored and quit.
And that brings up a larger point about bees, says Joan. They tend to inspire people to act more and quit less.
It's really an experience in community, collectivity, cooperation. The bees signal that because we learn about how the bees all work together. And people watching beehives get a lot of joy in it. And children come over. It's like a whole building block thing.
It's going to take years of hard work and dedication to get Detroit back on its feet. And when it's all said and done, it'll be interesting to see if honeybees make the thank you list. For Current State, I'm Hannah Michael John.